Good evening. It's Thursday, August 6th. Sonia Sotomayor wins Senate confirmation as the Supreme Court's 111th Justice. A rally was held in front of the Albany City Hall last night to protest racial profiling and alleged police brutality. People at the rally say a recent traffic stop in the East Bay city of a family by police turned ugly. Africa Jones files this report.
It can be me tomorrow.
That's right.
You tomorrow. The black community is tired of this madness, this sickness. It must be stopped now.
That's Catherine Cavett, who attended a rally Wednesday evening in front of Albany City Council in response to the recent case of the Williams family. On June 5th, Michael Williams says he was driving from his nephew's graduation celebration at a local restaurant with his wife, Stephanie, and three young children when they were pulled over by police.
We made a right on Buchanan Street, and about halfway down to the freeway, I saw the officer behind us, but he didn't have any headlights on at all. And I knew that something was up. Once I saw this officer get over, switch lanes behind me without his headlights on.
Michael Williams told an audience in Oakland at the Uhuru House that the police officer put a taser gun in his window and told him to get out of the car.
He says, you got 3 seconds to get out of the car. I told my baby crying, I told her it's going to be okay, baby. Let me just get out of the car, take this away from my family before he shoots this taser gun into my car and hurts one of my kids. And I get out with my hands in the air. The next thing I know, there's another officer that came on the scene. He walks up on the side of me, curls my arm up behind my back, grabs the back of my neck, and tries to slam me on the ground.
Williams says after trying to break his fall, he was tasered several times.
Well, the first taser shot, they hit me in my left chest area near my heart. Later found out at Highland from the nurse that people have died because of taser shots to the chest. After that didn't work, they saw it didn't work, then they rushed me, picked me up, threw me in the ivy off the side of the road, handcuffed me, and then proceeded to tase me again with another handheld taser.
His wife, Stephanie Williams, says she watched in horror as the police tased her husband in the groin area and that she, too, was confronted by police.
So at this point, the third officer arrives on the scene and puts the taser gun less than 2 inches away from my head and tell me to step back. Naturally, I take 2 steps back. And so at this point, the officer grabs me and starts to harass me and rough me up. And I'm telling him that we're not bad people. We haven't done anything. We don't have a criminal history. This was supposed to be a routine traffic stop. So he handcuffs me and he slams me on the hood of the car and he starts to search me.
Michael Williams says he saw the whole thing.
Once they put me in the patrol car, I watched this whole thing. I watched all three of the cops around my wife. They felt under her bra strap. They touched on her legs. And I heard my wife say, you can't do that. You need to call a female officer out here. They told her to shut up. She doesn't know her rights.
Both Williams were arrested, and a relative was called to take care of the kids. Michael Williams was later taken to Highland Hospital for his taser wounds. In his police report, Officer Michael Gibson said he believed the car was speeding and that when he pulled the Williams over, they responded with an angry and aggressive demeanor using foul language, and Michael Williams refused to get out of the vehicle when ordered to. The officer says that tasers were fired several times during a struggle with Williams, but the Williams say they were cooperative and have filed a formal complaint of racial profiling and misuse of force with the Albany Police Department. Williams, who faces charges for a misdemeanor, says he wants the Albany police to change.
Well, I'd definitely like to see these officers not a part of any police force anywhere, because if this is the way that police officers treat society or citizens, then, who's the criminal?
The Albany Police Department did not respond to interview requests before airtime, but sent a statement saying, the Albany Police Department takes allegations of police misconduct very seriously, and a complete and thorough investigation of the matter is underway. Michael Williams will be in court on Monday for a preliminary hearing. In Albany for Pacifica Radio's KPFA, I'm Africa Jones.